Welcome to FTR on the Go. Striving to enhance market intelligence for transportation professionals and designed to keep busy executives like you up to date with the latest market information.
Hello and welcome to the latest from our FTR On The Go series. I'm Jonathan Starks, Chief Operating Officer at FTR, and I'm sharing with you some of the latest commentary from the Transforecast service brought to you by FTR and TruckStop.com. This week's commentary looks at the good and bad of the housing market. Housing starts jumped nearly 5% in June to 1.19 million units. This is a solid increase, but the bad news is that permits remain weaker than starts and would suggest a weakening of new home construction during the third quarter. Housing starts have been relatively unchanged over the last year or so, even though the monthly numbers have moved up and down quite volatilely. A considerable amount of volatility in those numbers. Now, existing home sales are up for the fourth straight month. They rose more than 1% in June. The increase was to 5.57 million units of home sales. This is the highest level since February 2007, and much of the boost in June came from an increase in first-time buyers. Those buyers accounted for their highest share of sales in nearly 4 years. First-timers accounted for 33% of all sales in June. Unfortunately, Lawrence Yoon, the chief economist for the National Association of Realtors, stated that, looking ahead, it's unclear if this current sales pace can further accelerate, unquote. And that's too bad because strengthening home sales indicate a better overall economic environment. But don't get too discouraged. Home prices are up nearly 5% from a year ago, and the unsold inventory level sits at just a 4.6-month supply. That level of supply is relatively low from a historical perspective. So there's a mixed bag of information. Rising prices and less available existing homes for sale could have a positive impact on new home construction. However, we are also hearing that buildable land and lot availability is becoming an issue in the denser urban areas, especially in the West. Housing is good, but not great, and doesn't look to be accelerating in either direction in the near future. To find out more about Transforecast, please go to transforecast.com. TRANS, the number 4, CAST.com. Sign up today and you can start getting this valuable information every week.
If you enjoy FTR on the go, we recommend that you subscribe to it on iTunes or Stitcher and to share this with your colleagues. To find the latest analysis from FTR or see how our services can help you make smarter decisions, please go to FTRIntel.com. FTR, your transportation intelligence experts.